Not only is Brad Imes on a 5-fight winning streak, but he's been making a lot of news lately in the world of mixed martial arts for pulling off 2 Gogo Platas in a row. Unbelievable stuff, and I'm glad to have him on with me on JerryPark.com right now. And Brad, I got to ask you, where did you ever learn to pull off the Gogo Plata, and did you ever think you'd be able to do it in 2 fights in a row?
Well, I'd say 2 fights in a row would be being a little ambitious, but I always thought that I could pull one off. Actually, the first time I even ever found out what it was, I was rolling with Joe Riggs after I got off the reality show, and I was training for my fight with Rashad, and he pulled one on me. I was like, "What the hell was that?" I don't even think he knew the name of it, but I was like, "I want to learn how to do that." So I started working on it, and I would pull it off in practice every once in a while, and and just kind of look for an opportunity to do it in a fight, and it seemed to work out for me. But I didn't expect to do it twice in a row, for sure.
So your first victim was Zach Jensen in September, then the next month against Bo Cantrell, who's been making a lot of news in his own right, and then you pull off another victory against Chris Blair. So right now on a 5-fight winning streak, what's up next for you? Where are you looking to fight next?
Well, my next scheduled fight's January 5th in St. Louis for Genesis Fight Promotion. I'm not sure who my opponent is, and it'll be my first fight in Missouri, which is my home state, so I'm looking forward to that. My brother's fighting on the undercard. But Monty's trying to give me a fight sometime in December, so right now I'm looking for that. I'm just trying to stay busy, fight about every month.
Yeah, absolutely. And the last time UFC fans saw you in the octagon was in April, and your name came up a lot, especially in the last couple of weeks, as there were rumors that you were going to fight Brock Lesnar. Did that fight ever get offered to you, or was that just a rumor?
No, that was just a rumor. It was never offered. I don't know where the rumor started, probably just people on the internet speculating, and then it got blown up into something bigger than it was. But I don't have any plans or never had any plans to fight Brock.
And how much contact have you had with the UFC as of late? Obviously you last fought in April with them. Do you still talk to them? Is there a chance that you'll be going back there anytime soon? What's the latest on that front?
Well, I know that Monty talks to Joe Silva quite often, not necessarily for me, but for all of his other fighters that fight with UFC. And my name's been brought up a few times. Really just them kind of asking how I was doing. I talked to Joe after I fought last June. I was in Las Vegas for that fight, and then I went to the Ultimate Fighter finale the next evening and talked to Joe and Dana, and they said that they saw that I'd won, and just to keep it up. And I'm really not in a huge hurry to get back in the UFC. I really want to make sure that I don't want to rush anything. I want to make sure that I'm ready before I go back.
Now, this is a great time to be a mixed martial artist. A lot of new promotions coming up with some great potential for the future. You got HGNet Fights, the IFL, Elite XC. Have you been in contact with any of those promotions?
Well, not personally, but my manager, Monty Cox, has spoken with Elite XC. Obviously, he's the head guy with M1, and he's also spoken with Mark Cuban's show. I fought for King of the Cage recently. They have the same ownership with Elite XC, and they've expressed a lot of interest in having me fight for them. So, there's a lot of people out there that would like to see me fight for them, which is good because, it just drives my cost up, which is good. It's awesome that now I'm able to, make a comfortable living, outside of the UFC. It's a nice thing.
And there's no one promotion out there that you seem to be leaning towards to try to get a long-term deal with right now?
No, not in particular. Whoever's got the purse string, that's who I want to go to, whoever's offering the most money.
Now, you mentioned that you're represented by Monty Cox, who obviously is now a part of the M1 organization. As one of his clients, what do you think about him being involved with M1? Just a couple of days ago, I spoke to Ken Pavia, another agent, and he said that this is not something that he would have done. He didn't really he thought it was a bit of a conflict of interest. As one of his clients, are you concerned that he might not have enough time for you, or you know, he might be too busy with his other responsibilities with M1, or is that not something that you're worried about right now?
You know what? Monty has expressed to me that he has an assistant, and he's kind of looking to transition some of his responsibilities onto his assistant, and and taking on this new challenge with M1, I think it's a good move for him. I mean, he's obviously going to make a ton of money. I don't know what they're paying him, but it's pretty ridiculous, I think. I know that managing as many fighters as he does is, it's a lot of time. And so I think he's kind of looking to transition into something else and kind of, maybe hand off a lot of his clients to his assistant.
Would you be okay with that? I mean, you signed up to be his client, and now you're being kind of handed off to the assistant. Does that bother you at all?
No, not at all. I mean, Monty's always going to be there. I think he's always going to have some contact with all. I mean, he lives right there in Bettendorf, and he's always there if I need to speak to him. I don't have a problem with it. His assistant's very qualified, and it doesn't bother me any.
Now, the obvious question, the big star in M1 is obviously Fedor. Were you ever offered to fight Fedor? I know now he's going to be fighting on New Year's Eve in Japan, but perhaps in the future, was that something ever brought up to you?
It hasn't been brought up to me yet. I think, obviously, the opportunity to fight Fedor would be be an excellent opportunity. He's, considered by many to be the best in the world, and you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And, it'd be an awesome challenge and an awesome opportunity. So if it was presented, I'd certainly consider it. But it hasn't been so far.
You mentioned that you're an alum of the Ultimate Fighter show, and just recently there was an interview with Joe Silva where they said that they weren't interested in really doing a heavyweight division show for the Ultimate Fighter. Why do you think that they've never done it after you guys were part of it in season 2 and aren't really interested in doing it again?
Well, I mean, if you look at the season I was on, there was only two guys that were heavyweights. That was me and Christensen. Everybody else was a 205 pounder. I mean, even Whitehead, who had never fought a 205 before, but it's really his natural weight class, and that's what he's fighting at now. And plus, it's hard to find good heavyweights. It doesn't matter what the sport is. Whether it's wrestling or kickboxing or whatever. It's tough to find good big guys that are good. And then in order to put a show together where you feature 8 of them, I mean it'd be difficult to put that together 2 years in a row or something like that. I think you'd start bringing in guys that weren't really qualified.
Right.
Just the rarity of having good heavyweights, which is one reason why I'm able to, make such good money fighting these smaller shows, because it's hard for them to find heavyweights that are worth a damn,
And one of the guys that you beat last month was Bo Cantrell. He lost a weird bout to Kimbo Slice just a couple of weeks ago where some people thought he tapped too early and whatnot. Did you happen to catch that fight?
Yeah, I saw a replay of it on YouTube, I think.
What did you think of that? Some people were saying that he kind of threw in the towel a little too early there, that he might have just thrown the fight. What were your impressions of his performance against Kimbo?
I don't want to, say that anybody threw anything or whatever. I would say that it was a lackluster performance. I'd be willing to put that forth.
What do you think of Kimbo Slice? Do you think he has a chance to be a legitimate star in this division? And would that be an opponent that you'd be interested in facing?
I think it's difficult to tell right now. He fought, what was it, Ray Mercer?
Right.
Who has absolutely zero mixed martial arts abilities. He's a great boxer, but other than that, really, he's like the guy with one glove in UFC 1, I think. And then he beat up on Bo, and Bo just didn't even really fight back. It was kind of a lackluster effort. But I think he appears to really be taking it seriously. He's really trimmed down, lost some weight, and he's training with good people. So you know, I think he's got potential to be a threat. I think right now he's probably not there yet. You know, I think he's doing a smart thing about fighting, you know, some lower level guys and getting his experience up. But yeah, I mean, it's a fight that I'd love to take. I mean, it'd be a big payday, and I think it's a good matchup for me. But you know, I don't think that's a fight that'll be offered to me for probably at least a year. You know, I think they're going to try and build his record and his experience, and rightly so.
Right. Finally, you're sort of testing the MMA waters right now. Excuse me. Is there any guy out there that that you'd be interested in facing that you haven't had a chance yet that is obviously not in the UFC?
Gosh, man, you know what? I really don't give it a whole lot of thought. I just kind of, whoever they want me to fight, you know, Monty puts it together, and that's who I go and try to beat up. You know, I don't get into, oh, I want to fight this guy, I want to fight that guy. You know, I just fight whoever.
All right, so you're not looking for anyone in particular?
No, I don't have any grudge matches or anything set up. I just fight whoever they put in front of me.
All right, Brad. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today, and hopefully your next fight in January, you can try to make it, you know, the triple threat in terms of another Gogo Plata, because that, my friend, would definitely put you up there in the history books in terms of...
I gotta do something new.
Yeah,
like flying armbar or something crazy.
I mean, in terms of heavyweights right now, I think you've pulled out the entire arsenal, but maybe you got something else up your sleeve. Continued success, best of luck in January, and we hope to see you, you know, fighting those big fights in the future.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.